Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. Great having you with us. Anyway, as always, it's time for our weather report, so here we go. I'll wait for it to load up. There we go. Okay. Right now in Dallas, it's 54 degrees outside with overcast clouds. Later today, it's going to be supposedly raining with 55 high, 48 low. Tomorrow, it's actually going to be a little bit better, actually. It's going to be Wednesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday, yes. Got a long day yesterday. Went to Walmart twice yesterday, by the way. Don't ask. But it was sunny. Well, what am I saying? Tomorrow on Wednesday, yes. I got that right, at least. On Wednesday, which is tomorrow, by the way, it'll be sunny to 70 high, 43 low. I hate going to Walmart, guys. It's just crazy. I hate going to Walmart, especially twice a day. It's just, you get what I'm saying. Anyway, on Thursday, it'll also be sunny with 77 high, 46 low. Friday, it'll be sunny with 81 high, 50 low. Saturday, it'll be cloudy with 75 high, 50 low. Sunday, it'll be also cloudy with 72 high, 46 low. And then Monday, it'll be sunny with 75 high, 45 low. And there you go, that's the weather. Oh yeah, we were going to read some news. What should we read it from? I don't know. Let's just go to OregonLive.com, what the heck. It looks like we're just going to end up reading this best coolers for Dad this Father's Day. Because I think this was the only store that was not paywalled. And this is just basically just some shopping story, which obviously I don't really feel like reading. So I think we're just going to skip Oregon Live today. And we're just going to go ahead and go to the, actually, you know what? I think I do have a VM we can use. I just got to pull it up here. Yeah, there we go. I think I do have the proxy server turned on this, but, from what I read, they do have pass-through enabled for it. So let me wait for this, Internet Explorer stuff to load up. And we'll load this up. I think it should work. And it will. Like I said, it's just pass-through, so it should work in theory. It did. Let's see if we can read the 7 things you need to know for Tuesday, June 4th. If I highly doubt it'll render properly. Okay, it looks like it will work. None of this is really anything good, but I'll read it anyway, just for the heck of it. Tuesday briefing. Hunter Biden jury. Anthony Fauci testimony. Fearless fund ruling. GameStop stock price. Yep, and more. There is an original source on a modern site from Washington Post. I apologize for Anthony arguing. Well, he's not arguing. He's just calling for the dogs, but whatever. We'll try to drown over that. Number one, President Biden will announce new asylum restrictions at the southern border today. What's the plan? To shut off access to the U.S. asylum system when illegal border crossings exceed a daily threshold. Migrants would instead be returned to Mexico or their home countries. Why? Illegal crossings have surged since 2021. The issue has become increasingly important for voters, and former President Donald Trump has repeatedly attacked Biden over the immigration policy. Yeah, that sucks. Anyway, number two, a jury was selected yesterday for Hunter Biden's trial on criminal gun charges. What happened? Six men and six women were picked as jurors for the president's son's trial. The process exposed the nation's political divisions, as well as its drug epidemic. But what now? Opening arguments are set to begin today. Prosecutors expect to call 11 or 12 witnesses. Sorry about the hiccuping. During the trial in Wilmington, Delaware, a city with its deep ties to Biden's family. Number three, Anthony Fauci dismissed preposterous claims that he led a coronavirus cover-up. House Republicans questioned Anthony Fauci, a former National Institutes of Health official, on mask mandates, vaccine guidelines, and origin possibilities. Yesterday, the infectious disease expert testified to a House panel. He said Republicans have disordered his email discussions on whatever the virus could have leaked from a lab. Now, how did the pandemic start? Well, we still aren't sure. But most U.S. intelligence entities favor the theory that the virus emerged naturally via animal-to-human transmission. Number four. We might just go over, I don't know. A venture capital firm was blocked from awarding grants to black women. Why? An appeals court yesterday said the Fearless Funds grants might discriminate against business owners of other races, and they must stop during an ongoing case. How we got here? The Atlanta-based fund was sued last August by a prominent opponent of affirmative action. The case could shape the future of race-based initiatives in the U.S. now. Number 5. Childbirth is deadlier in the U.S. than any other high-income nation. What's the data? About 22 maternal deaths happen for every 100,000 live births, a new study has found. And for black people, it was 49.5 deaths. How that compares? 10 of the 14 countries in the report had a death rate of fewer of 10 than 10 per 100,000 live births. And why is the U.S. worse off? Well, lack of maternity care providers, after birth home visits and paid parental leave really raises risks, experts have said. Number 6. Massive hail hit Texas by severe thunderstorms over the weekend. How big? One of the hailstones was at least 6 inches in diameter, if not larger. That surpasses the DVD-sized hail that fell last week and could set a state record. Looking west, a pimishing heat dome from Mexico will expand northward this week, threatening heat records from Arizona to the Pacific Northwest. Well, that ain't good. And anyway, number 7, this is the last one. Shares of GameStop went on a roller coaster ride yesterday. And we'll probably go over, by the way. What is GameStop? Well, I already knew this, but I'll tell you anyway. A brick-and-mortar games company whose stock soared to dizzying heights in 2021, following online hype about Meme stocks, whatever that means. Now, what's the latest twist? Shares popped more than 70% before pulling back after high-profile trader Roaring Kitty posted an apparent screenshot showing a $116 million stake. Want to catch up quickly with the 7 every morning? Download the Postus app and turn on alert notifications for the 7 or sign up for the newsletter. I just wanted to mention that. I'm so sorry, but it is the truth. Anyway, we did go over at this point, but that's just how it's gotta be, guys, so suck it up. Anyway, let's just put a quick commercial break in. I guess that'll work. I'll just let the music be a surprise, guys. Actually, maybe I'll just... Yeah, let's just make it a surprise. We'll be right back with Food Talk. Don't go away. That was Ain't It Fun by Paramore and Chandelier by Sia right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Anyway, welcome back to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. The Tricky Fox Radio, let me close that for you guys. Well, sort of. As I was saying, the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is just getting started, guys. We still got a while back, while's way to go before this show's over with. But it just seems to me time flies by so fast when I do this show, it seems. But then again, who knows? But anyway, instead of doing Food Talk, we're just going to do Pokemon Sleep. We were going to do it in the second half, but I think we're just going to do it at this point, and we'll do Food Talk and, TMZ Celebrity News, in the second half, just like we did, yesterday. So, here we go. And I did track my sleep last night, so those incenses will finally come to use today. Can I turn this up a little bit? Yes, I can. Okay, that's as high as it'll go. Now, it probably won't be a lot of sleep because, again, I stopped the tracking at 7 a.m. But keep in mind, this Snorlax is only great one, so I don't think it's going to be worth it anyway. There's, like, no events going on. But it doesn't matter. I slept 91 minutes more. But this is a different research site, so maybe that is it then. So maybe that's why it's much happier. And on top of all that, there's not even the untracked time. I am genuinely surprised. But whatever. It was like and I'll just realize there was like way more snoozing time there was of the slumbering. There was a lot of slumbering, but there was some snoozing as well. But more than usual. I'm not gonna sleep for this, by the way. Won't be as much as usual, though. Oh, kinda lagged there for a second. Maybe I should've skipped it. Oh well, who cares? Yeah. Alright. Remember, we need 5 new sleep styles, but I don't think we're gonna discover any today, guys. I think the only way we can do that is if we get him to at least master or whatever. Higher than great, at least. So I think that's the lowest I have this rating at. Yep, nothing new here. Nothing new. Just as suspected. But someone's hungry at least. Okay, gave me an extra biscuit for the other day. So I'm gonna have to feed that to someone else. But that will be disappointing to befriend him, unfortunately. So I'm gonna have to give this biscuit to someone else. Just give it to a Jigglypuff and get out of here. I don't know. Not like I really care, though. Yeah, I'm done with that. Let's get out of here. Okay, yep. Yeah, we'll just leave the photo alone. Who cares? Nothing too special to see here. Oh, by the way, that Charmander was level 10 in Careful Nature, or was it Bashful? I don't know, I didn't pay attention. I'm so sorry. Okay, what's under here? Well, it's under Weekly, not Entei, darn it. There we go. It still wants me to claim these Entei missions. But I've already done all the Entei missions, so I don't have to worry about that. And speaking of Entei, what you got from Entei? I gotta click on it multiple times. There we go. Pikachu! Pikachu! Arcanine recovered some energy. I thought he already recovered all of his energy, but okay. Whatever. Yep. I evolved the Growlithe into Arcanine finally. Still some berries left. There we go. That's quite a bit. Okay. What should we make today, guys? I don't really have a whole lot of ingredients. I think we'll just do, fancy apple curry. With half the apples and some spiciness goodness. Yeah, I know it's getting late. Hold on. Should I hurry up and do this? Level 16, good. Alright, once this dish is done, we're gonna take a break, okay? But I have a feeling, though, he's gonna be, nope, pretty close, though. Anyway, yeah, let's just go ahead and turn this down. Anyway, we're gonna take our break now. He's probably going to, great too while I do my break here, but whatever, I'll just let you know while I do it. Okay, which one should I put in? I'll just put this one in, I guess. Yep. Snorlax's rating went up, so now we gotta fend this off. There we go. So I might have some time to put the music in. I don't know. We'll see. Problem featuring Iggy Azalea. And, hold on. Better think here quick. Let's just play Ed Sheeran sing this time. He's still eating his berries, by the way, if you're wondering. And at this point, I think we've done enough for Pokemon Sleep, actually. I don't know. So I think we'll just do TMZ Celebrity News at 8:40 a.m. Anyway, coming up is TMZ at 8:40. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Sing by Ed Sheeran and Problem featuring Azalea by Ronnie Grande right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Anyway, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News. Sorry about all those little pauses there, but that's just how it's gotta be. Anyway, we're gonna kick things off with TMZ Sports. Kobe Bryant, the Comic-Con goer, wears his helicopter crash costume and has sparked outrage. Oh no. A man who attended a recent comic convention in China wore a Kobe Bryant helicopter crash costume to the event, and as you can imagine, it has sparked a ton of outrage here in the States. No surprise. The unidentified person created the crass and offensive symbol for the festival in Hangzhou using plastic bottles, cardboard, and a number 24 Bryant Lakers uniform for the piece. He also capped it off with a Kobe Bryant mask on top of all that. Somehow, as he walked from the venue with all straps to the person, other attendees seemed okay with it. Really? Let's read more of this, shall we? Okay. I'm gonna turn this down, just in case it starts, I'm blaring some stuff on here. In fact, as the man recreated the horrific January 26, 2020 tragedy that you remember, in fact, I remember it happened the same day as the Grammys, if I'm not mistaken, I think it did, on a sidewalk outside the event, one Comic-Con goer snapped pictures of it while a crowd of others seemed to giggle nearby. Let me check and see if January 26, 2020 was a Sunday. I think it was. And it was. So I think it was the day of the Grammys, I believe. I could have swore it was. Stop doing that. There you go. Because I could have swore that day was when I was watching the Grammys on Hulu Live. We had Hulu back then. We also had the whole Hulu Live package back then, which we were paying like $80. But anyway, enough said. But as video of it all made its way to social media, however, there weren't many laughing, really. Fans of Bryant have become enraged, with most slamming disturbing imagery as gross and insulting. And as you know, the copter wreck claimed the lives of Bryant and even his daughter, Glanna, as well as even seven others. It rocked not just the NBA world, but society as a whole. Tributes to the Mamba and his daughter, as well as the other victims, have cropped up all over the country. The Lakers unveiled a statue honoring the legend too, and also have plans to erect several more over the next few years as well. Now remember that Kobe was just 41 years old. Yep, he died in 2020, January 26th to be specific. Which was basically the same day as the Grammys, which was kind of ironic. But anyway, Alejandro Fernandez has been roasted over his bulge and leather pants. Does the imprint tell us all? Well, we'll see. Alejandro Fernandez might be hot with his music, but after this video, some seem to think he might not be bringing the heat down below. At least that's the vibe online anyway. The Latin Grammy-winning singer sparked some unfortunate chatter after rocking a tight pair of leather pants, for his performance at the La Onda Music Festival in Napa Valley over the weekend, and it all has to do with a noticeable imprint around his crotch area. Now, AF, that's his initials by the way, Alejandro Fernandez, pressed his hips forward while jabbing on stage, giving his fans an unexpected glimpse at the outline of his junk, and like we said, some just don't seem to be that impressed. You know, let's just read more of this, what the heck. Now, of course, it didn't take long for the bulge to go viral, with over 2 million people tuning into the TikTok and over 15,000 people signing off in the comments. While some fans joked about being scarred by the footage, others playfully poked fun at least, joking, "He can't have it all." Also, another fan chimed in with, "Napa Valley at Winery? Where you find my tidy grapes?" While Alejandro has yet to address this burning hot moment, he did, however, upload a photo from his show, though, where his bulge again took center stage. He wrote, "Huge thanks to my cool people of Napa for such a fun afternoon. Till next time, California peeps." So, maybe he's signaling an IDGAF message of sorts. And if that's so, good for him. But fans were far more generous in the comments of this upload, though, praising the Mexican music legend for his memorable performance. And by the way, this dude is an absolute legend in the Spanish music scene, after all. So he definitely gets some goodwill from his loyal fans now. Everyone else, though, they're just low-key roasting him, really. Anyway, we'll try to read one more story. It'll probably just be a quick one. We'll probably just read an excerpt. Actually, it's just about Boy Meets World. Trina McGee, pregnant at 54, is asking for prayers. Boy Meets World star Trina McGee is celebrating a pregnancy, but because she happens to be 54 years old, she's asking fans to send some good vibes for a successful birth. The actress took to Instagram Monday to announce she's expecting her fourth child. And from the sound of it, the news was an unexpected surprise after all. In a post set to the Supremes hit Baby Love, Trina wrote, "At the tender age of 54, I have found myself pregnant. Please bless us with your prayers for a safe delivery. Thank you." Now, unfortunately, I won't be able to read more of this because, again, we're running low on time. So sorry. But, yeah, there you go. Basically, she just wants your prayers and thoughts so she can have a successful birth. Just search Trina McBride, I think, on Instagram. You should be able to find it. Anyway, I'm going to close my door really quick before I get something set up. It's not closed all the way, but oh well. Anyway, next segment is Pokemon Go, by the way. If you're wondering, had a few gyms knocked out last night. I don't know if any more have been knocked out. I don't know. But we should find out later at 9 a.m. We're going to play Calvin Harris Summer, And what's the other one I was wanting to play? Oh, yeah. Counting Stars by OneRepublic. We'll see how that works out. It will work out. In fact, actually, I might start it early, actually, to be honest with you, because I think this is going to be a little bit... yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. We're probably going to have to trigger the commercial break a little bit early, guys, unfortunately. So that's just how it's got to be. Anyway, coming up at 9 a.m. is Pokemon Go. We will be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. We are now in the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. What's this about? Okay, it's just telling me about my rings. Well, we'll worry about that later when I'm more active. Right now I'm doing a morning show right now. And speaking of the morning show, which is for Tuesday, June 4th, 2024, we're now in the second half. Oh, look at that. The egg's about to hatch. Well, what do you know? Let's go to Pokemon Go now and see what it's going to be. Oh, yeah. Let's turn it up a little bit. Gotta have some sound, guys. Just saying. Alright. Oh, wait a minute. I wanted to appraise it, not... That's only 2 stars. Darn it. Oops. Yeah, I'll just throw it away. Cinderroar. Actually, I'm curious to see... Well, how many coins I got today, if anything. Nothing. Well, that is kind of concerning, so... We're gonna probably have to let someone get killed then, unfortunately. But look at that! Both the nearby gyms nearby my house are red. Isn't that interesting? I'll get those later. Anyway, let's go ahead and see what this balloon has to offer. It's an attic supply. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and open AR. I'll just point this camera towards my bed. I'll catch you later, don't worry. Yes, I know the camera's active. That's kind of obvious. Tap the ground. Bed's close enough. It's just a little AR test here it wants you to perform. Alright, now let's go ahead and feed Winston now. He has a present for me. Let's go ahead and use AR for him too. I love that cry, by the way. Remember hearing that a lot in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. I want to put him on the bed, because again, I don't really have anywhere else to put him because my room is... Yeah. Alright, there we go. Let's just have to make new folks. Two hyper potions, huh? Probably feed you first. I would take a picture of him, but this looks like an oddball place to take a picture of him. On top of the bed. It looks so big on there. I mean, it isn't saying I'm too close from it, but I just think it's an oddball place, that's all. But I'll play with him at least to get an extra heart. And he does have the ribbon, which is pretty cool. Oh, I love that cry. Really, a there one, huh? I bet you it's one of the souvenirs he wants to give me. Well, what the heck, let's just do it. I'm just gonna wait for it to get its head in the game. It looks like it did stuff in here. There we go. It's a pretty leaf, well, you know. Alright, that's all we wanted. And there we go. Now, let's go ahead and catch some Pokemon now. That looks very uncalm. It looks like I got it. Cool. Check this out, it's a 7-day streak. So it gives me a lot of experience. But is it going to be a free star? I don't know. Nope. Looks like that four square church is yellow. But whatever, I don't care. I want to get those nearby gems. Punish yellow. I'm sorry about that, Team Instinct. I'm so sorry. Especially when I'm talking about my helper account on the tablet that I haven't been using too often. I should be using that more often. Anyway. Let's try catching this guy here. This one might be a little bit tricky. Let's try Ultra Ball. I have a feeling it's going to break free. Oh, he was a Saiyan. Okay, cool. It's heavy and tall. Worth nothing, but whatever. We'll keep him anyway. I don't think I got any coins yesterday. I got 173, so it doesn't look promising. Nothing last night. I don't know. I think I did get coins last night or yesterday, but I didn't get any coins today yet. So there you go. Try Diglett here. Do some more candy, please. If that would be necessary. There we go. It's a 2-star. We'll hold on to it for now, just in case. Alright, I think one of the missions to get an extra free Ultra Balls was, yep, power up Pokemon 3 times. Alright, let's look at combat power here and see if we can power up. And I can only power you up 1 time. Darn it. Trying to think here. Let's see here. Winston? No, he's probably too powerful at this point. Maybe we can do a second part of Pokemon Go. Because, again, we've already done Pokemon Sleep. We were able to do Pokemon Sleep in just 1 segment. And I was going to do Pokemon Sleep in this part, so I think what we're going to do to make up for this is we're just going to do a 2-part of Pokemon Go instead. How about that? So here, what we'll do that. We're just going to put our commercial break in now. Alright, we'll start with this one here. Of course. And for our music, I believe we're going to start things off with... I don't think I did. I got pretty close. We're going to play Nico and Vince, Am I Wrong? And then after that, we'll play Lord Team. How about that? Okay, we'll wait on song. That's good. Alright. I think I'll just power up the Pokemon. Can't even do that raid in progress. It wanted me to defeat Gyarados, but it wouldn't let me because there's a raid there, so... Too bad. Anyway, coming up is Nico and Vin's Am I Wrong? And Lord Team. And then after that, we'll just do another part of Pokemon Go, I guess. Simple as that. And I was thinking of... And by the way, when you're level 37 on Pokemon Go... You can actually create Pokestops, which is kind of interesting. I think of creating one for a radio station, but I don't think they're going to let us do that, so that's very unfortunate. But whatever. Anyway, coming up is Nico and Vin's Am I Wrong? And Lord Team, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So coming up, Lord Team and Nico and Vin's Am I Wrong? And coming up after that is the second part of Pokemon Go. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Team My Lord. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys for Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. Alright, we're out into the second part of Pokemon Go. Here we go. I'm trying to figure out. I don't think there's no Pokemon here on the board right now. Yeah, there's nothing here. I think that is, yeah, Team Rocket, which I don't really feel like messing with right now. But we can, power up Pokemon 3 times. Let me just remove this AR thing here really quick. There we go. Alright, let's go ahead and power up our Pokemon 3 times. Let's find a suitable one we can use. I'm trying to figure out, do I have a free... I just swore I had a free star Espeon. Yeah, it's right here. 1, 2, 3. There we go. I have an even 200 EV candy now. I just need one more stamp to get that box now. Which is great. Still gotta win 3 more raids to get whatever Pokemon it gives me. Gotta make 2 more nice throws. Get 3 raspberries for whatever reason. Gotta catch 7 more fire-type Pokemon to get 10 Blaziken fire energy. Even though I don't think I even have Blaziken or Torchic or whatever it is. I don't think I ever will, but maybe I will some of these days. But we shall see. But anyway, also I do need to clean my box out a little bit. Let's see if we can do that. Do I have any 0 stars I could throw away? Not as elf. That's a legendary. Vibrio, I know is heavy, so, yeah, probably not you either. Probably not you either, you're tall. Definitely not the shinies. Yeah, I don't think there's any 0 stars I could throw away easily enough, so we'll just... Because all those will look like shinies. Let's take a look at 1 star, and of course it's gotta be heavy and tall. Light and short, yeah, let's just throw that away. Hitmonlee, I think that's the only one I have, so we'll leave it alone. I need, 14 more candy to do this guy. Yeah, I only have 5 arcade. I'm gonna wait on that one. Sheldon, yeah, you're heavy and tall. Might as well leave you alone. Oh no, leave you alone. I could probably throw this Amalga away now that I have. A 3-star one now, a few actually now. to be honest with you. Probably gonna leave this one alone because this one's a vent Pokemon. Not a lot of one stars there, I will admit. Rubbish. I think all these are just 2 stars, I think, but I want to see the ones. I want the one that has the best defense. It's probably this 413 one. Yeah, that's what it looks like. I know it's only 2 stars, but I think I'm just gonna evolve it anyway. Go away, Biden. I think I'm just gonna evolve this one just so I can get the Pokédex entry. What? You only know normal type moves now? We gotta fix that. Okay, I can work with bug, I think. For fast. But charge has gotta be poison. There we go. Gunk shot. That's what we want to see. Alright. Now, I think that's the best I can do for now. I don't know. I don't care about that right now. Oh, look at this. Incineroar Elk Mural's gotten 1 victory. Not only is it a shiny, but it's also a lucky one, too. It's gotten 1 victory. That's kind of interesting. Let's see if we can heal you up just for the heck of it. Not that one. There we go. Wow, you got 1 victory. I'm genuinely surprised. You deserve a treat. Well, you probably should, but just a regular raspberry, not you. That's not a... Just that one time. There you go. Anyway, that gave me an extra 50 experience over the 2,000, of course. Here's a Mankey. We'll catch that before we go to our, break here. Sorry about that. One more nice throw, and then we'll be good to go to get those free raspberries. But yeah. I do apologize if the audio cut out, but it's just a even attack, defense, and hit points. I'll just hold on to it anyway. It was just a 2-star. It had even attack, defense, and hit points, so it's okay. I might just end up evolving anyway, we'll see. But anyway, I'm just gonna head out of there. Because at that point, the audio had just cut out, and it's probably just going to be closed off anyway. And now we're going to take our commercial break now. Well, I'm going to put in, obviously. Alright. That should be 3 minutes, I think. Yeah, there we go. Now the music, of course, which is what you came here for. I think we're gonna play Katy Perry Birthday, and try to think what else here. We'll try something different. Rude Magic. How about that? That might work. We'll see what happens. Excuse me. I still got like a minute. a little bit over a minute to talk with you guys, by the way. But anyway, coming up in the last segment, we're just going to do a recap and a weather report. I think we'll do the weather report first, and then after that, we'll just do our recap. So there you go. But anyway, you're listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. Good having you with us. So there you go. Anyway, I don't know what else I could say. Under the fact there has been some talking here and there over my discussion earlier, but that's just how it's gotta be, guys. Sorry. But anyway, it is Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. I don't know why I've been saying that so many times this segment, but oh well. But anyway, coming up, we're just going to do a weather report and a recap of what we've done in this show, in case you missed it out. Of course, this show will be later on demand, of course, but you get the picture. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, we made it to the final segment, but yeah, it's time for a recap and weather. We're going to kick it off with the weather first. Right now in Dallas, it is 57 degrees outside with overcast clouds. Later today, it's going to be rainy with the same temperature, 57 high, low 48. Wednesday, it'll be sunny with 70 high, 43 low. Thursday will be sunny with 77 high, 46 low. Friday it'll be 81 high, 50 low. On Friday, that is, it'll be sunny. On Saturday it'll be cloudy with 75 high, 50 low. But that might change, you never know. On Sunday it'll be cloudy with 72 high, 46 low. Again, that could change. And on Monday it'll be sunny with 75 high, 45 low. But again, that could change, you never know. Anyway, it is now time for a recap. And I'm going to pull out our sheet that tells us what segments we did. It's here somewhere. Where you at? It's not it. Where you at? There you are. Alright, for the first segment, of course, we did the weather course, just like we did earlier. But we also talked about the seven things you need to know today. Like, one of those things was GameStop stocks soaring down or going up, whatever. And also something about the coronavirus going on, blah, 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 yada, 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 whatever. Just boring stuff that was courtesy of the Washington Post. But of course, you'll be able to hear it as on demand, so there you go. That was a segment we went over a little bit, by the way. For the second segment, we did, just a single part of Pokemon Sleep. We managed to make it in time with Pokemon Sleep, so there you go. I fed Snorlax breakfast. I think I just fed him, good old-fashioned fancy apple curry. I think I filled the whole pot, but it wasn't extra tasty, though, and he might be at grade 2 now, I don't know, maybe grade 3. I think he's at grade 2 though, I'm not sure. But keep in mind though, that NT event is over with now, so I just went back to Tapu Holo. So hopefully this Snorlax will do better with. I still did pretty good with the other bigger Snorlax, but I don't think I treated it fairly though, but oh well. But anyway, but there you go. And then for the third segment, we did TMZ Celebrity News, where we talked about this, Chinese guy wearing a Kobe Bryant costume pretending and mimicking Kobe Bryant crashing on the ground as if he was being killed, which of course received a lot of backlash here in the United States, of course. Now in China they obviously didn't care, but of course that's China, but here in the United States there was a lot of backlash for that, and I can see why. And I think we also did read about some Spanish Mexican singer getting roasted or whatever, and some other stuff, and also an excerpt of this boy meets girl or boy meets world person or actress getting pregnant or whatever, but whatever. After that, of course, we did Pokemon Go, of course. We were able to, we actually did two parts of Pokemon Go, but I'll start with the first part. In the first part, we did get our 7-day streak with the first catch of the day. We will probably have to do our first Pokestop of the day 7-day streak later today off the air, which is kind of unfortunate, but that's just how it's gotta be, guys. Of course, no one's invited us to any raids, remote, or whatever, so that's also unfortunate. I don't think there's really any raids going on right now, to be honest with you, so that's even more unfortunate, but whatever. And by the way, that Zapdos I got from that gym over in Salem or whatever it was called, it's only 2 stars, but it's okay. I'll take it. And then for the second part, we mainly just did the bonus field research just so I could get that stamp going on for the second part of Pokemon Go. So there you go. And now here we are at the final segment, which is pretty much near the end of the morning club. But anyway, I still got like at least 3 minutes to talk with you guys, but I don't really know what else I want to talk about. We pretty much gave enough recap as it is. I mean, I guess I could put the commercial break in now. I think I'm going to put a 4-minute one in this time, just for a change, because I want to play, yeah, I think I'm going to do that, because I want to play a certain song last rather than the one I played yesterday. I just realized we didn't even do food talk today. That's very unfortunate. Oh well. I just realized we could have done it for this segment, but whatever, who cares? Probably should, though. Whatever. Anyway, I think I'm just gonna put this break in now early, just so I can do it ahead of time here. And I'm trying to figure out a song that would be close enough. Again, I put a 4-minute break in. Something weird like that. I think we're going to play Imagine Dragons Demons. And then after that, we'll play MKTO Classic. How about that? Again, I don't know if this will work out because, again, the time's constraints are a little bit off. And, again, I don't know if this will work out or not, because, again, this is, we are playing a 4-minute break, and I believe the song is, at the very least, 3 minutes, so there you go. I think if I trigger it at 9:50, I don't know what I'm going to do, but either way, yeah, I still got, like, 2.5 minutes left, guys, so I still got plenty of time to talk. And even now, I might still end up going over, so I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what else I want to talk about, other than the fact that my day yesterday was pretty hectic. But don't get me started on that. But anyway, yeah. But yeah, there you go. I don't know what else I want to say, guys. I may just stop the show early. I don't know. But there you go. But anyway, I guess that's just going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. I hope you enjoy your fabulous day today, as always. And by the way, Crazy Days was changed to Dallas Days, because they think it's politically incorrect for some reason, so they just... Well, I'm not saying politically incorrect, but whatever. I just think that's just how it is. So, I don't know if we're even going to be able to enter in the parade now because, which for reasons I just cannot explain. Anyway, that's just going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. But there you go. I even still got like a minute left, a little bit over a minute left. I don't know what else I could say. But yeah, there you go. Anyway, again, I'm really just filling in time, guys. Just saying. I'm so sorry if I'm boring you with all this stuff I'm pulling in for you. Anyway, I probably could make some more stuff on YouTube later, on my YouTube channel, I guess, for KHK TV. I probably should do that, yeah, I haven't been doing that in a while. I haven't been doing stuff for my YouTube channel. It's really sickening, and a lot of people have been asking me to do that, so there you go. So maybe I should do that more often, but I forgot to get the DLCs for Scarlet and Violet, so maybe I'll just do more of Gates to Infinity and Pokemon X, so we'll see. Anyway, I'm probably just gonna have to go over a little bit, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, I guess that's just gonna do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for, Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. Again, I guess I'm gonna have to go over, because again, these songs are so freaking short. But until next time, I hopefully will see you on Wednesday. Again, Lou won't be able to hear it on Wednesday morning live. Then again, she wasn't able to hear it live anyway, for the most part. But anyway, until next time, I'll see you on the 5th, which is a Wednesday. Bye-bye, everyone.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.